Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the front that brought all the rain and thunderstorms to our region yesterday. The tropical humidity has now cleared off the eastern seaboard, and I think you'll notice a difference this morning. Dew points are still in the high 50s and lower 60s, so still summer-like outside, just not as sticky or uncomfortable. Temperatures have dipped back into the lower and mid-60s on average, and will rebound back through the 60s and into the 70s today. A northwesterly wind flow will keep the mugginess out of the area. However, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere still has to pass by, and this could touch off one or two passing showers and maybe a thunderstorm with a quick shot of rain in spots, especially across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. But everything will just pass through pretty quickly, and we'll start a drying trend this evening. Overnight tonight, skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, and it will be much more refreshing with lows dipping back into the 50s. And with that high pressure center in control for the day tomorrow, we'll have even more in the way of sunshine mixed with a few clouds, and highs will be in the upper 70s to around 80. The next front will slowly make its way toward us on Friday. Out ahead of it, the warmth will build and highs will be back into the mid-80s. The humidity will creep up as well, and this could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm Friday afternoon and into the evening. The front will draw closer on Saturday as a trough of low pressure pivots through, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs into the middle and upper 80s. The humidity will continue to build through the weekend in the upper 80s with a good amount of sun on Sunday and highs around 90 for Monday of next week with high humidity. The next front will arrive on Tuesday of next week with a better chance at more showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across northeastern parts of North Dakota and into northern Minnesota. Daytime heating and relatively cool temperatures aloft will result in moderate instability, supportive of strong storms. Veering winds with height will also favor supercellular storm mode and will maximize the hail threat. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Hilda is located 280 miles southeast of Hilo, Hawaii, and is tracking west-northwest at only 2 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are now down to 60 miles per hour with higher gusts. Steady weakening is expected to continue over the next couple of days, and Hilda is expected to be a tropical depression by tomorrow. Tropical storm warnings, nonetheless, have been issued for the offshore waters surrounding all of the Hawaiian Islands, and a tropical storm watch is in effect for Hawaii County. The latest forecast guidance takes Hilda south of the Hawaiian Islands late in the week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with drizzle and fog, and 50 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 59, 87% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a passing shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 67. The average temperature 73, that's 2 degrees above normal. 1.50 inches of rain yesterday, for the month now 2.02 inches, that's 66 hundredths above normal, and 20.86 inches for the year, which is 3.19 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 8 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 82, that's 7 above normal, and 571 for the year, which is 130 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1944, and the record low, 46, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:02 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny around 80. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a thunderstorm for both Friday and Saturday, highs in the mid-80s. On Sunday, upper 80s with mostly sunny skies near 90. Hot and humid on Monday, and a chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday with highs back into the 80s. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.